Hello and welcome to the Family Fix Podcast. I am your host, Shannon I Can Lady Battle. Thank you for joining me today. I want to welcome you to our place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there is a path with your guiding light. And guess what? I'm here to help you find it. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast and the episodes that we've been doing. Particularly, we've been focusing on the 21-day business detox, and it has been amazing. And the reason why is because I'm a participant as well. I'm not just doing this for everyone else, but for myself as well, because there are some things that I need to have straightened out in my life. There are some new ideas that I need to formulate. There's a new focus that I need to tap into. And I know we are unable to do those things successfully when we are not consistent. It's one thing to be able to get an idea, but then to actually carry out that idea and really see ultimate levels of success, it takes everything that you've done, everything that you've dreamt about, to a whole nother level. And when we have people around us that are encouraging us, that are supporting us, that are pushing us, it makes it easier. But even if you don't have those people around you, say it's just you, and it's just you and this crazy idea, you know, that a dry situation can become very wealthy for you. You're going to have to find a way to turn on that inward motivation. There was a song that I used to love that used to come on the radio, and she used to say, you know, I'll encourage myself. And that's what we have to do. I know it seems as though it causes you to feel like you're lonely, like you're isolated in your idea, but if it's in you, then it's worthy of seeing what it looks like out of you. So for the past week, we have been working on understanding where we are in our different areas of quads, the different areas that cause us to wake up in the morning, that give us our ambitions, the areas in our life that give us our heartache. And we want to be able to look at those areas and be able to conquer in them all. Even though the level of victory in those areas will vary, and you're going to take some L's in some of those areas while you're taking some great wins in other parts, it's all going to work together. It's all like a symmetry. It's parallel. It runs together. There's a rhythm to all of that. So you're going to learn how to think your way better through those situations. So even now, if you're still experiencing some challenges, it doesn't mean that you're not growing, and it definitely doesn't mean those situations aren't going to get better. But I want us to focus this next part of our journey together on activating the plans and the ideas that are within you. And this is where I came up with the 4-step I Can plan. It's just a simple process to get you thinking, focused, activated. And in order to do those things, you have to have a process, because many we know are our plans, but God is the one that's going to determine which one we actually going to, you know, which way we're going to actually go with it. But you still have to be in a position in order to find out what your purpose is. A lot of people get hinged on this part of life. They think that, oh, you know, this great purpose and call is just going to drop onto you. You're going to hear a voice saying, Tammy, it's time for you to be an astronaut. It's time to go to school. You know, we think that is going to be all whimsical, right? When it comes to hearing this purpose. And we think that what we do in our everyday life, you know, we're so far from finding our purpose. We're always having to do all these little things to try to figure it out. But let me just do a little bit of flipping on this one for you. If you looked at, say today was your last day here on earth, do you think it would be hard for you to find some purpose for today, to be able to do those last things that you never did before? I mean, think about it. If you if you knew that, okay, this is all gonna, this is about to be it for me, would you stop living, or would you go ahead and do those things that, you know, your heart always desired for you to do in as little time as you could? You would find purpose when you, when your back is against the wall, or if someone is threatening you immediately with taking something that belongs to you, something raises up in you. And it does that for us all. I really believe that our position determines our purpose. And let me just explain that a little bit more. And you all know I am so unbiased, but I'm very partial. The ambiguity in that statement. To women, I love, you know, because when I look at women and I watch how they are able to just do and become and keep becoming and keep adapting and adjusting, it just amazes me. And that's why my heart goes out to many women who they lose themselves. They lose themselves doing everything for everyone else, and it's hard for them to get back on track. Y'all remember the illustration that I had gave before about the 55-year-old woman when she's out there in her little skimpy red dress, red lipstick, red heels? Yeah, but leave that woman alone. You know, shoot, she had to wear them daggone stretch pants and sweatshirts all them years in the house taking care of all them kids, because she didn't have time to go anywhere else. So leave her alone. But when we're getting to different stages in our life, we always begin to question, okay, do I even have a purpose? Why am I even here? Kids go through that a lot. You'll find teenagers going through that because they'll have these select few friends or people that they know, and they're so focused and destined, and they're going to college. They already know they're going to be a president or something like that, and they're working towards those goals. And it's those other, you know, kids that are like, I don't draw. I don't like debating. I don't like politics. I don't like blood. So I'm not going to be a doctor. The ones that look at life and like, oh, what am I supposed to do? I can't figure it out. But it's not just kids, because we have grown adults in various areas and stages of life that still have not figured it out, have not tapped into, okay, what am I designed to do? But can I kind of help you with this? When we do this part of the journey, don't get so focused in it being a title, purpose being a title. Look more for purpose being action. And look at the purpose that's connected to your current position. If you ever look at people who have done things and they've done great things, it was always, it's normally connected to position. A position that you're in that either you find very distressing, that you have maybe just stumbled into, or that even you've worked towards. Even if we look at it biblically, everybody was in a position and then a purpose attached and aligned to it. Think about, you know, anyone that you can think of. I mean, even with, you know, David, he was a shepherd. And when you look at him shepherding and dealing with sheep and protecting the sheep, it gave him a whole different level skill set and confidence. So when a challenge came, when a situation came, he was prepared and he was confident that he could master that task, because he knew that he, you know, was very skillful. He knew that he was keen. He knew that he was a sharpshooter. I mean, he knew all these things about himself that everyone else didn't know. So when you're walking into your purpose, not everyone is going to recognize who you are in respect to what it is that you're trying to do. So for your task for this week is simply just going to start individualizing what it is that you want to do. There's your eye for right now. I want you to really focus on your plan, not directing everyone else's life, fixing everyone else's problems, solving everyone else's solutions. But I really want you to focus, and I want you to look internally about, okay, with where I am today, my position, what I'm doing right now, how is that designed to be able to affect change? And it doesn't have to be on a big scale. You know, get your mind off of trying to, you know, doing something and it gets on the news or somebody else get wind of it. But look at it in terms of what it will do immediately for the given situation that you're in. Your purposes are going to be variable. It's not always going to be just one stuck purpose. Okay, I have a purpose over here to help sick people, you know, but just because I'm helping sick people doesn't mean I'm not going to have a purpose on another end to be able to, you know, talk and motivate people. It's just going to, it's going to adapt to whatever your position is. Because remember, especially as women, we wear a lot of hats. So people are always saying, oh, you're doing a lot of things. But no, it's just that I'm adjusting to the different positions. And based on the positions, I'm having purpose. You know, the things that I've prepared for, I'm able to help at another level. I'm able to do more because I've learned more and because my heart is stirred up in a certain area. So when someone brings something to you, just because it stirs up an emotion, don't always think that that's locking into a passion. You don't want to get trapped in that mode, because even though we can become emotionally responsive to things, it doesn't mean that that's our lane. It doesn't mean that that is a battle that we fight. It doesn't mean, you know, that's something that we get involved in. It may mean that we take a position and we just encourage other people who are going in that direction. So it may not be a stage right now for you to actually do something where you're doing it yourself. But it may require you doing it for someone else. So that's when you individualize this whole part of your focus. What am I doing with what I have, and who does it? Who am I required to do this for? Am I required to do this for me? Am I required to do this for my family? Am I required to do this at my job, for some coworkers, for a boss who's trying to grow into something? Always look at it in terms of, okay, what do you have immediate access to? If you got to go out here and you have to build and build and try to make things happen because it's not falling into place, it may not be the part of your journey that you need to be focusing on right now. You need to focus on what you got access to, what's right there in your reach. So I want you to look today, and I want you to start evaluating where you can jump in, where you can help, how you can be involved in what somebody else has going on. You know, what is it that you can do immediately? Look at your position as a place of power, a place of access for you to be able to jump onto something else without having to recreate anything. So I don't want you to recreate. I just want you to look at what you got. And when you look at what you got, you're going to take that and you're going to do your next big thing with that. So the next big thing may, you know, be generating an idea for someone that you're on a team with, that you're working with. Or the next big thing may be to get more involved with your kids while they're doing their virtual learning, and to create a system for them that's going to help them to become more focused, that will possibly help their little friends too. There's a purpose. There's so many answers that you have the solutions to, so many answers that you, problems that you have the answers to. And there's so many solutions that have your name on it. But we have to look at, okay, what am I able to do? Stop looking at gifting and all that other stuff, but just look at what you got, what you're working with. What have you learned? Use that, and then that's what you're going to do to execute for today. So if you have any questions, remember, go to my website, www.shannonbattle.com. I want to thank you all for helping me to push this broadcast, to push this show. It's been very rewarding, because I like helping people and I like seeing people help people. And that's the whole focus of what we do on The Family Fix. We got to get our families together. We got to get ourselves together so we can get everything around us together. I can't be a great wife if I'm not feeling great individually and internally. I can't feel, you know, accomplished within myself, you know, to where I feel like, okay, if God is looking at me like, girl, are you satisfied with the life I gave you? If he's asking me that, and, you know, in my heart, I don't, because I feel like, you know, I've been destitute to a life of boredom and unsatisfaction, you know, dissatisfaction. I'm dissatisfied, you know. I want him to be able to be like, okay, she's happy with the life that, you know, she has, even though she made those choices and she, you know, had to make choices, you know, that changed the course of her life. She's still good. She's still okay. So we're here to support each other. And we're here to make sure that, you know, we are comfortable in the skin that we're in. So remember, sharing is caring. So don't forget to share this episode. So I just want you to go ahead and I want you to find your focus for today. And remember, manifest greatness with what you have. You don't have to look at anybody else's closet because you got everything you need right there for yours. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see each other another day and talk to each other through our social media means. But until then, y'all keep doing your thing. You keep living the life that God designed for you. Thank you for tuning in.